Nick, who?
Sorry, Nick. Tidwell.
Tell him I said hello. Then you have to say hello.
That was terrible. You're in charge of this, then.
It's not recording, is it?
Yeah, I'm testing levels. Oh, God. I really hope you get all this out now. Because we can't have this.
The fourth cast?
Yeah. One of those. Oh, yeah!
It's because I'm laying down.
How is that a valid excuse?
It's pushing my stomach together. Hey, I got a text message.
It's pushing your stomachs together. You have multiple?
I'm a cow.
I have four.
I'm a bus. All the kids that ride on the bus have stomachs, and I count them as mine.
Okay, I think that's enough level testing. Okay, so this is the real beginning. I can see no one can hold it in. My guests today are Sam again and Ryan Dubais.
Dubus.
No, Dubus.
I like it Dubais, though.
I'm not African.
I don't care.
Dubais
Fisher.
Dubus. I've always thought it was Dubais.
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 Yeah, well, I mean, it looks...
It's Dumas.
It looks fancy.
I really forgot that his middle name was Allen, so I was like...
Yeah.
I was like... Dubais. I was like, wow, that's a cool middle name.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me put a space on my
Facebook. Then you told me it was Alan. Or you told me it was Dubus, and I always knew
it was Dubus, but I like pronouncing it Dubais.
I was upset.
Because it sounds Mormon.
You can pronounce it? Why does that sound Mormon?
Because it's weird and no one understands what it is.
Like Joseph Smith?
Yeah.
That's a pretty
dum,
weird
dum,
that's,
dum, dum,
that's a pretty odd name. Very out there.
Okay, so me and Sam are drinking a little bit of Sapporo right now. Ryan's drinking Mountain Dew.
You want to have me my Mountain Dew?
Yeah, because he's Mormon. But that's okay.
So I'm drinking caffeine.
So you're drinking caffeine. That makes perfect sense.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Drug of choice, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how the fan's going to work out right now.
Should we turn it off?
Turn it down one. Want to turn,
Sam,
one
Sam,
of you?
Sam, I don't know how to do it. Okay. Last time I touched
I'll
the fan.
I'll do it. Hold the mic.
Hold the mic.
Okay.
All right.
It shouldn't pick it up, but better safe than sorry.
I didn't pick it up on the other one.
Are you going to delete this part?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we're just one solid run this time.
Just going through it?
Yeah, we're not going to have any space in between now. You can let go of it now.
Okay.
Space in between?
Stop holding that.
Space in between.
In between.
In between, yeah.
Like Hooker's legs. Like there's none.
Like Hooker... No, yeah, there's tons of space. There's a constant space between. That'd be just us not talking. Just... Looking at each other.
Just like this, just like arm length part.
Well, my arm.
You guys are kind of gay.
Ugh. You're kind of gay.
Just only a little.
You shouldn't be texting right now.
But I gotta send this out.
There
Why?
You go.
For who?
She's going to bed.
Oh,
it's not important.
Sarah, stop texting Ryan when we're trying to do
Sarah, you need
a podcast.
To read this and...
You need to read this podcast.
Well, it's better than you. Oh, we're going to film a podcast.
We're going to film a podcast today.
So this podcast, you can read or watch or listen to.
No, you can't listen to it.
No,
you can read or watch it.
That's absurd.
Or watch it, yeah. There
yeah.
you go.
It's an old silent film. You can watch and read it.
Okay. But not together.
Yeah,
one or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, you have to read it. If it's a silent film, it has to have words on it.
No, it doesn't.
No?
Nope.
No.
Oh, my fault.
Not ours.
Yeah.
That's why ours are so good.
Is it really silent? Like, no piano or anything?
Nothing.
I don't want to watch your silent
nothing.
Film. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Like playing.
You're not leaving.
It's like playing
right.
a video game.
You're not going
to
leave.
Do you know me at all? You know how much work it would take me to get to that door?
Too
it
much.
Would involve you standing up and walking about 4 feet.
Too much work.
I don't understand how,
I
you can,
Ryan,
how you can hold
I think Ryan
that
trapped
much.
A toad in his pants.
A toad?
Or a
toad?
A frog. One of us.
Maybe.
They're both... Either way, it's making...
Could be an elephant.
It's
a
making
tiny,
some crazy noises.
Like
Stop Facebooking.
Like a little Dumbo?
Little Dumbo.
Like between his cheeks.
A little Dumbo?
It's a potbelly elephant.
A potbelly elephant. That's
yes.
what you got.
South yeah. Park is amazing.
No?
I'm done.
Okay. You done?
Wait,
one more.
I'm
one
never
more.
Done.
You're, yes, yeah, god damn.
What should I be doing?
At least they don't stink this time.
Thank God.
I don't understand how that works.
The little ones stink more.
It's like a blowhorn. You know, it's like all noise but no...
It's just one of those like, here, Ryan. Oh,
I like
no,
how the first...
I was hinting for you to do it.
I don't have any more right now. I need to wait.
Okay, nope.
Nope,
don't
wait,
do
no,
it.
No,
oh,
wait.
Stop.
What? Oh, nope, that one's gonna be bad.
Dwight's upset because it's turning into a fart cast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying.
Throw me the frubberies.
No more fart cast.
It's like fucking 6
throw me
minutes
that
in.
Throw me that Brazilian.
Oh.
It's the carnival.
The carnival? They walk around naked carnival. Carnival.
Do they?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They actually have a little girl who wins carnival, and she dances on TV like almost naked. It's pretty crazy. And then the winner, like the old winner, actually dances on TV butt naked all day. Like, kids can watch it. It's on cable.
Why do you know this?
I lived with a Brazilian kid for 7.5 months.
So he just told you?
Yeah, of
that
course.
You could watch 12-year-olds dance?
Well, he wants me to come to Brazil. That's pretty good advertisement.
12-year-olds
dancing? No, naked? Like the winner. Like, the 18-year-old dances on TV.
Oh,
12-year-old, the 12-year-old's almost naked.
Oh,
Chris McDermott was in.
Yeah,
he just got back from it.
Yeah, he was telling me about the carnival. That's one reason he wanted to go, but I don't think it was during this time.
Oh.
It's March.
March, yeah.
I think he's back.
He is back.
Oh,
yeah.
March.
Today,
it's,
I think,
it's
actually.
May.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. he went for like a week. He's going to be on here. He's going to talk about it.
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's not Steel is Thunder.
Yeah, no. Chris,
okay.
Looking forward to it.
Moving on.
I'm excited, Chris.
I gave you a thumbs up, by the way.
I saw it.
I gave you 2.5.
We're not going to delve into that. Where you got that,
so many calls.
That half chub from.
Killed a midget. Anyway.
The midget was biting, all right, dude?
They do that.
they like to bite, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else can they do, right?
Ankle biters.
Yeah, that's
where the term comes from. Back in the old days of the Indian midgets.
I thought it referred to, like, chihuahuas and...
You can't just get on...
Little dogs.
I'm not getting on anything.
You just can't do that.
Hey.
It's imperative for me to change my picture right now.
It is not... Now is not the time nor the place. Well, it might be the place, but
zombies.
It's not the time.
No, it's definitely the time.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a specific time every day where I have to do this.
Yeah, he really does.
Do you really change your picture every day?
No.
Oh. Well.
But now it lets people know that we're recording, because I think he's gonna...
What?
Play that. Put it up. Play anything.
What is that? What are you putting?
I really don't know what you just did, Dwight.
Yeah. I'm kind of confused.
Add more photos? I did not know you... Do it that way. I was just...
How
doing
the
my
fuck
phone.
Do you
What, do you
want
make
it?
A new album every time you want to put a photo on?
I think I do. I haven't added photos in so long.
You tagged me a lot of photos, like the one with all the swirls, and somebody was like, oh, having fun with Photoshop much? And I think you were drinking a lot.
I don't remember.
I saw it on the Facebook.
I think you're just...
On my Facebook?
On
go.
The Facebook.
That's a good picture.
Whose Facebook?
I don't know. You were tagging the photo, Sam. I was like, oh, I know that kid.
Was it actually me?
It looked like you. Were you ever partying for like a commercial?
That one, and it's all of us holding bottles. Yeah, the Four Loco website.
Yeah.
Dwight, you should go to the Four Loco website.
Now is not the time.
No, yeah.
Everybody should.
No one go to the Four Loco
Facebook.
Site.
Remember the new Vans?
Four Loco.
Yeah,
something
that's
like that.
False advertising. That'll take you to meatspin.com.
Do you remember the new Vin?
Oh, God.
The new Vin?
The new Vin. Did you ever see the new Vin?
I've never seen
it. On MySpace?
What? No.
Somebody made another account for Vinny, and it was all like gay pictures and like all this gay stuff.
I thought they did that a while ago.
Yeah, it was a long. Okay. It was when Facebook or MySpace was still cool.
Okay. Wow,
so
that was
a long time ago.
What is MySpace?
I don't even know my password.
Yeah, I got on.
I checked mine like yesterday just for shits and gigs,
and I had nothing.
Who remembers Zynga?
But
I do.
Yeah, I still have mine. I don't know the password.
Zynga?
Yeah.
Like Jenga, like the game?
No, it's
Zanga.
It's
spelled
an
X. No, it's an X.
X-A-N-G-A.
What is it?
It's like the original...
It's like a journal thing. Like,
yeah, it's what started it all.
Live journal, I think.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It was a blog. It was like a little blog. You put pictures up and everything. Be friends with people.
Yeah.
I never did that.
That was interesting for like half a year.
That was when I was on... That was when I had fun on AIM, and that's all I did was just AIM people.
Everybody did AIM.
Dude, you were
time,
always
though.
On AIM, man.
Everybody did.
But I only know that because I was always on AIM.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was always on AIM as well.
Yeah.
I hate you, Dwight.
Remember that time?
Remember that I wanted to get it on audio before the time.
Okay.
Remember that time we talked only backwards on AIM?
Wow.
Yeah.
Everything was spelled backwards for a good for a while.
I have
a serious question.
What?
Why can't I eat chips?
Because the crunching gets on the podcast.
I'll look over there.
You're like, not going to hide in the corner just to eat a chip. You can wait.
It's going
to
be like Big Daddy, like when he's trying to eat the chips to be quiet, not to wake up the kid. But then really... He just eats one, and then the kid wakes up.
Yeah, it's like bites into one, and then he just wakes up.
Mm,
yeah.
Two times.
Oh, that was a good movie. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Let's watch it now.
No. That's a terrible idea.
No, it isn't a terrible idea.
Hmm?
No, it isn't a terrible idea.
What isn't a terrible idea?
It isn't not a terrible idea.
Exactly.
What isn't not a terrible... Don't do that.
Cheers.
What if they messed
See,
up?
See, it's fun when you drink because you can cheers for no reason.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers to cheersing.
Well.
So, that's not a good one.
What? I am proud to say that this thing has not hit me in the nuts so far.
Yeah, you're doing
I'm
good.
I'm good.
It hit me. It was twice last time.
Twice
yeah.
last time. Yeah.
That was. I was hurting towards the end of the night.
Yeah, you gotta not do that.
No.
Way to fail, Sam.
Yeah.
So, we haven't really talked about your mission a whole lot.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
How was it?
It was good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Met a lot of people.
Yeah?
A lot of crazy people. A
lot of crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
Met a lot of crazy Joes.
Got molested Sex by a film? Homeless woman.
Really?
How did you enjoy that?
Yeah. I did not enjoy that. It's the second time in my life a homeless person has touched me inappropriately.
I don't see that being something that's common. You want to elaborate on that?
First time I was like 8 years old, and my mom and
Eight years old.
My mom and I are walking around San Francisco, and some black homeless guy, grabs me and goes, "He's mine now," and runs down an alley.
Really?
Yeah, all I really remember, and I blocked it out, and I remember being in a hotel room, and my mom like freaking out. So I think she killed him.
I believe it.
Your mom's crazy.
My mom's crazy. She's Honduran.
Me and my friend Greg gave a homeless guy a beer once, and he said, if he ever sees us getting jumped in a like alleyway, he will kill the person for us.
Cool.
So
before I tell you my story,
we have protection from this homeless guy in Manteca.
That's good.
Yes, so
I'm very proud.
He's kind of like a homeless Batman.
Exactly.
Oh, no way. So the opposite of Batman completely.
It's like drunken Batman. From Dominic Rizzo. Just to throw your name out there, Dom. But drunken Batman.
That's
but
true.
Homeless drunken Batman.
Yeah.
So in Chicago.
And no cape or anything.
Okay, let's go back to
In the ghettos of Chicago, like the old school gangsters.
You mean
with
Chicago.
Homeless people. That's Batman.
No. The old school gangsters like love the missionaries.
Yeah.
Like love anyone religious, really. And one kid, like one of the young gangsters, threw an egg at the kid I was with.
Mm-hmm.
The old guy grabs him by the shirt. He's like, "You want me to effing kill him? I'll kill him right now if you want me to." And he had a knife to like his neck.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. They're like, "No, we're cool. We're cool. Don't kill him."
No, we believe
And he was like,
Jesus
"All right."
Too.
And then another friend of mine got hit by a car by a drug supplier. And he had free anything he wanted at the corner store for the rest of like ever.
What?
I promise. He got ran over by a Suburban.
How do you survive that? No, no.
No.
Got hit by a FedEx
but he
truck.
Like,
he survived.
No. He got ran over.
Oh, ran over.
Like, literally. He has like the tire treads on his back. Nothing was wrong. He broke his arm when he fell off the bike.
Wow. Well, so now he gets free stuff at the
Kona store?
Huh?
The Kona store.
The Kona store.
He's like, "What up, Jeff?" And then
it's like the Conan O'Brien store. The Conan store.
Is the guy's name really Joe, or is this just Chicago?
No, I don't know his name. No one knows his name. He's a drug supplier.
Oh, he's Joe.
No one knows people's names in Chicago.
Everyone's just Joe.
Everybody's
Joe. I'm telling you, it happened.
What if their name's Henry, though?
Oh, no way.
It would still be Joe. Yeah.
I'm not joking.
All right, so I'm going to tell you the story about me getting molested, because you'll get a kick out of it, because it involves me being fat.
Well, fun stories.
So we're walking across the street, and it's raining. This black lady's like, "Hey, Mr. Fat Belly!" And she starts rubbing my stomach.
You pregnant?
She starts rubbing my stomach, not hers.
No, like you were pregnant. Just like,
yeah, I think so.
He's
going to
be
like,
a soccer player.
I guess you
he's
can't really see
He's going to be a soccer
it.
Player.
And so I was like, "Quit away from
me,
you.
Ryan."
And I slapped her in the hand, and she comes up behind me and goes, "Boop!" And sticks her finger right up
my
butt. Right up my butt. And I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I was
Turkey's
so
done.
Mad. I'm like in the middle of Chicago just screaming. I was so mad. Those are my fun stories, though.
Boop. Turkey's done. Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a cool story.
Don't you? You don't have anything else from Chicago just besides getting
molested.
What do you
want to
know? Name something you want to
know. You learned about cars.
I did learn a little bit. I replaced an engine. I got to drive a sweet Challenger.
What kind of engine, though?
Just a little like a...
Go-kart.
Go-kart engine.
Oh, okay.
No.
Lawnmower.
It was a Cutlass.
Ooh.
Placed a Cutlass engine.
Cutlass Supreme.
Cutlass Supreme, yes.
What'd you
like
learn?
A burrito Supreme.
And what'd you learn about that engine?
It sucked. No, it was good.
Okay,
it was a nice engine. I liked it.
Was it clean? Is that what
the new one
nice?
Was clean?
All engines.
The new
suck,
one was
though.
Clean. It was like
that's
shiny.
How it
blows. It
and they bang.
Everyone I banged.
What?
All engines.
She banged.
They suck. Push, bang, blow.
Shut up, Sam. I'm
just telling you.
Facts.
Let's see. I drove a lot of cars.
Did you drive that Ferrari or that Lamborghini?
No, I did get to sit in the seat though.
Did you,
that nice
did you,
Lamborghini.
Do you shit yourself when you're in there?
A little bit.
You should have.
I would have done that as well.
I put my pants down and rubbed on the seat like a dog would on the carpet.
Like you tried to do in my car earlier.
Yeah, like I tried to, because it was itchy, man.
That's no excuse.
Wait. When you guys went to Cragen?
Yeah, my butt itched.
Your butt itched, so you decided to pull your pants
down? No, I didn't. See? There were no, I didn't pull my pants down.
No, but you still rubbed your
ass. I still rubbed my butt.
He was doing one of these, just like...
No one can see it.
Oh, okay.
It was... No, yeah, just like...
Just, you know...
Like a...
God damn.
Like a dog, like, rubbing its butt on the carpet. He was doing that, but on my seat.
It was itchy.
Were you whimpering?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
It was a little disturbing. But I let it happen.
Oh, I know you want to make this about cars.
Well.
But I drove a 1969 Mach 1 Mustang restored blue. It was sexy.
When Mustangs were nice.
Yeah, back when Mustangs were good things.
Yes. That's the second time we brought up Mustangs.
I want a Camaro because it looks like it's going to eat the road when it drives.
I like
the new one?
Yeah.
I like
those are pretty nice.
I'd rather have a Challenger, though.
I'd rather have a 68 Rally Sport convertible.
You want a Baja?
Rally Sport.
Convertible? A rally car that's convertible?
No, it's a Camaro.
Oh.
68 Rally Sport.
I don't know American cars very well.
Rally Sport SS.
You should
Maybe
get...
not the convertible, just the Rally Sport. They have the flip-up lights.
You
Camaro.
Should get
They're sexy.
A Baja.
But, like the Subaru,
Subaru Baja?
I could imagine doing some stuff to one of those to make it badass.
No.
So those little ones that like have a huge
bed.
Back end? Oh.
That's the one that the Lipsets have.
Yeah.
It has a truck bed.
It's a truck bed.
It's that one. Okay.
I still want a Volkswagen thing.
It looks...
Who doesn't?
It looks like a legacy...
What do you drive? It
looks like a legacy front end, but it's really a Forester.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a Lego car.
I wouldn't want one of those.
I wouldn't either.
I would imagine it would look dope, just dropped on its nuts.
Just what?
Where would you rate it on the dope meter?
What kind of dope?
12 dopes?
No. It'd probably only be about one dope.
One dope?
That's not
one?
Very dope.
That's not very dope at all.
But it's
are we going backwards?
It'd be dope enough, but it wouldn't be like
is this like my
scale?
My
car dope.
This is my scale of rating women?
No.
Have you ever heard of my scale of rating women?
No. I kind of want
to
know.
Do you want to explain to everybody what your scale
of
rating women
is? It goes from -5 to 5 because I don't believe that average women deserve a positive number.
Really?
Yep. So if you're an average girl, you get either a -1 or, from feeling good, a 0.
Okay.
Okay, well, 0's not a negative number or positive.
Yeah.
It's just there.
It's just there.
You're just...
You're average. But if you're a little, you know, there's averages that vary, like kind of like a medium rare.
So
like
you don't believe in the whole dime aspect?
No.
Like that girl's a dime?
No. From 1 to 10, no.
That girl's a nickel.
That's a
girl's
nickel.
Girl's a nickel,
right?
She's a nyucca.
He is a nyucca.
You need to get it together.
Oh, so why go in, why go into the negatives?
I just don't think that if you're an average or below average girl, why get a positive number? You're not positive. You're doing bad things for the community.
That's a weird way to look at life.
I'm cynical.
You're it's like you look at the life either half full or half broken.
Exactly. You're broken.
But you're broken.
And
fix yourself.
It kind of does make sense though.
Yes,
like it does.
There's just nothing good about her, then she's a negative.
And it's
three.
Very hard to get a 5.
Is it very hard to get a 5?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a 5 that comes to mind? Aside from Sarah, because you're obligated to say that.
You're the best.
I'm on top of this, Sarah.
We love you, Sarah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Kate Beckinsale is really attractive, but she's kind of old now.
She's getting up there.
But she is fine.
Hmm. Thinking.
Are you thinking?
Thinking of it. Of a nickel piece.
of a
nickel.
A nickel.
Yuck.
No, can't do that.
No, sorry.
No, I can't do that anymore.
I'm not racist.
Just to clarify.
I love Terrence.
Terry, too.
And half of Chris.
How's Terrence been? Have you talked to him?
No, he's in Hungary.
Who?
Hungary.
Who? Not
he
where.
He's hungry, or he...
No, he's...
I said who twice.
He's super skinny now.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Terrence?
Disgustingly skinny.
Does he still have a towel?
I don't know. I hear he doesn't carry it around anymore because
he
doesn't sweat.
He's been hungry. So
he never explained to me why he carries around a towel.
He sweats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was
done deal.
So every time you touch that disgusting towel, it's full of Terrence sweat.
Huh.
Every time he would whip you with that towel.
It was Terrence sweat.
Yes. He never whipped
me. We got to the point where he could whip my belt buckle. He was good.
Yeah.
Or he'd put a bottle of water on your head and he'd whip it, but he'd whip it back to him. Not just like knock it off into oblivion. He'd like wrap the towel around the back of it and bring it to him.
He's like a black Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Exactly. Or Zorro.
Nah, I like Indiana Jones better.
Me too.
He's in Hungary, though?
Yeah.
For what?
Something about dance schools or something. I don't know.
He was in New York for a long time, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh, he went to dance school.
That's cool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I randomly read
Chris McClure knows
that he
more.
Posts about on Facebook.
I don't really read what he writes on Facebook.
I don't really read.
I mean, I always read what Terrence writes on Facebook.
Because he's a very valued member of our friend's
society. He is a contributor to Facebook. Stop.
We can't make this a thing where every podcast you fuck with it.
Just stop.
Yeah.
I'll hang you with it.
He will.
I'm sure he will.
What up, Joe?
This podcast is much louder than the last one.
I think that's my fault.
And Dan was playing the piano last time.
So you ready for a poop story?
Yeah, you were talking about poop something earlier.
Okay, so when I was at college...
So, everybody, prepare yourselves.
Prepare yourselves.
Poop story. So might want to take the kids out
of
the
room. Like a little shout-out to my brother.
Which one?
Sean.
Sean, okay.
I was in college, and Sean comes running in the bathroom. We didn't have a lock on the door. We lived in a ghetto apartment. He's like...
In Utah?
Yeah, in Utah.
Okay.
He comes in, he just got off school, runs downstairs... Don't open that.
It's in here.
Oil. I'll explain that later. Anyway...
This is a drug capsule.
Anyway, I'm
too many stores.
I'm downstairs taking a poo. Kicks the door in.
Oh.
And he's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm pooping." He's like, "Spread your legs, I have to pee." I was like, "What? Are you crazy? Like, spread your legs, I have to pee." I was like, "No." He's like, "No, I have great aim. Remember when we were kids, you know?" I was like, no.
Remember when we were kids?
Well, come on.
That one pee story.
Did you have a brother? I have
a brother.
Well, I don't. Well, kind of. You go pee at the same time when you're like little kids and you see you can finish first?
No, I have never done that.
All right, whatever. I'm weird.
I mean,
anyway.
No, Mormons are just really tight-knit.
It has nothing to do with Mormons.
You guys are tight-knit.
My brother lives in Ohio. We don't even talk. He forgot my little brother's birthday.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
Moving on.
So we got this huge argument about me spreading my legs, and it turns out I kick him, and he ends up peeing in the shower, which is pretty gross. Because he didn't like turn on the water or anything; he just peed, and then our other roommate came in and took a shower right when I got off the pot. So there's a lot of fecal matter running around.
Fecal matter. Your brother pees poo.
That's I pee poo.
I pee poo.
Shut up.
Does it come out like chunks, or is it?
Why are you on Facebook?
Strip.
He's like a bird. He only has one hole.
Oh.
that makes sense.
Ow, my wallet.
Ow, my wallet hurts.
Hey, look, just like, what does that look like?
You have a zipper on
it
your wallet.
It looks like a condom.
Wrong! It's a 50-cent piece.
Oh. Unlike,
why do you keep a 50-cent piece?
Fish, I got it from
the
Jackson.
Male will
it's
never
winning.
Grow out of,
oh, okay.
out of this phrase.
Don't read things off the interweb. No one
He'll
can
be
see
hungry
it.
His entire life. It's how the fish got screwed, all right?
Don't screw fish.
I almost got screwed.
How? See, what I do, I
found a screw
stick
in my mashed potatoes.
The old worm out there, wiggle it around a little bit, and when they bite, just...
What's he talking
Hold on,
about?
You found a screw in your mashed potatoes?
Yeah, about 2 years ago. Well, about a year ago. No, it had to be two, I guess. I was at TGI Fridays, and I was taking a bite, and there was something shiny, and I was like, what is this? And there was a screw.
Did you finish eating it?
No, I was like, the waitress comes up, and I was like, I think this is yours. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then they like called the manager from home, and they comped my meal. Give me more mashed potatoes with screws in them.
That's it? They just comped your meal?
Yeah, just like that.
Here's you more screws.
I didn't complain. I didn't care. It was just a screw.
Should have called corporate.
It was a delicious steak.
Like, you could have got a lifetime supply of free steaks. That's how any other American would have done it.
That's why America sucks.
Yeah.
Sue again.
Like when a truck driver ran me off the road in Illinois, like the next day, like I had to file it because it wasn't my car, it was the church's car. The next day, I get in the mail, like, do you want to sue this guy? Like, from a lawyer. Like, that's not cool. Like,
I keep getting paperwork from Game Crazy about trying to sue.
Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Crazy.
Trying to sue, like,
Hella crazy.
Whoever about something, and I don't care to read it, because it's, like, 12 pages long about just some gibberish.
Well, I got some crap from DMI like that. Did you get some crap like that
Thanks
from
for interrupting me. Thanks. Just talking.
Well, I get stuff from both, because I worked at both.
Shut up!
I get stuff from Hollywood, too, because they're filing bankruptcy, Chapter 7, I think.
They filed bankruptcy.
And so they send all their previous employees crap, telling them what's what. I didn't get anything from DMI saying that they're getting sued.
No, they weren't getting sued or anything. They were just like, do we have anything we owe you, because we're going down.
Oh.
You should have said yes.
Should have said, yeah, my soul.
Yeah, my job that I got
my
fired
job
from.
That I got fired for no reason because you just hate us all. Did the place get broken into once they got rid of the graveyard again?
Yeah.
Good. That's what they deserve.
So they got broken into?
Well,
that's why
they tried
the graveyard.
Because people break in.
Yeah. People break in there. Yeah, because it's in the boonies.
We were security.
Okay, wait. We'll get back to that. DMI is a
was
a company. It was called Delta Microimaging.
Tell me how you got a job there, Dwight.
I will. I'm rounding about it. I'm explaining what it is.
I'm bitter.
It was. I know you're bitter. We were. It was in Stockton. About 3 years ago. It's about 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was right before I left on my mission.
Right. It was about 3 years ago. I needed a job coming from Game Crazy because I hated working for Game Crazy.
Who doesn't? And so I worked there for you.
Yeah, and so when I left, Sam replaced me. And Ryan knew the boss.
I knew the owner.
He knew the owner of the whole company because they're both Mormons and they share some sort of blood link. I don't know.
I've only applied for one job in my entire life and I've had like 10.
Yeah. Well, anyways. So Ryan got me a job there as just an entry-level person, and
we were going to work graveyard together. And be...
We were going to work graveyard together and commute and save gas and everything like that. Sam, you're being really distracting right now.
I'm glad I continue.
I'm trying. Let go of it. You don't... No. Okay. Anyways, and so after about... They didn't have room on graveyard just yet for me because they needed to train me, so they put me on swing shift.
Which sucks.
Which sucked, because it's 3:30 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I can't
And so after all that, about 3 weeks after that?
Yeah, if that.
If that, Ryan was fired.
Laid off.
Quote, unquote, laid off. They didn't really fire anybody there. They always laid him off so that you can collect unemployment. But
they laid him off
out of nowhere. Did you really have no excuse to be...
They were like, your images aren't to par.
So they made up a bunch of shit and let go of them.
Like, how could you really get those wrong? But anyway. Right.
And then I continued to work there
for
another 2.5 years.
And so I'm never getting you another job.
Yeah. I advanced to the ranks pretty good, though.
I won't take your job.
You can get Yvonne out of there for all I care.
Okay, thanks. Continue, Dwight, sorry.
And I became... I was IT manager for a long time. I made them a website.
Yeah, you told me.
I made an intranet site. I managed the servers. I fixed all the computers.
You took a couple of hours.
I didn't do anything illicit or illegal. Because I am a very good employee. And it would just not make sense for me to do that. I mean, come on.
Thanks for firing me a month before my mission, Tyler.
Yeah, and Ryan was let go a month before he left for his mission.
Something like that. Hey,
and
the whole place was Mormon. Like, what a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, the whole place was Mormon and Asians.
Yeah, well, the Asians were Mormon.
I'm saying Mormons and Asians.
Were they?
Yeah.
Could that happen?
Yeah, we that happens.
I saw Sister Gladys while I was in Chicago.
I don't know who that is. We don't know who that is.
You know who Gladys Knight is?
Is she glad?
Have you never heard of Gladys Knight?
No. I've heard of Brian McKnight.
No, Gladys Knight and the Pimps. She's like an old... Google Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight and the Pimps?
The Pimps. Google Gladys Knight. If you guys are listening, you guys need to get some culture. She joined the Mormon Church like 10 years ago.
Okay, you just tell us who she is.
Google her!
I'm not going to Google her.
She beat diabetes. Well, not beat it, but...
she beat it with a bat?
She's tight. I don't know. She's Sister Gladys. We just call her that. She's actually Gladys Knight. She's a performer in Vegas.
She get naked?
She came and sang like... Mormon songs to like a Baptist beat. It was like really cool.
And naked to drunk people, she sings them.
She's like 60 years old.
It's Vegas.
The more I think about it, Gladys Knight just sound more familiar.
Your parents would know. Text your dad. Get your mom in here.
Nah.
No. All right. It's a bad idea.
I'm gonna use a nice Google.
Oh yeah, you have your
Gladys Knight.
No way. Did that just happen?
He was checking his finger for dirt.
He just spoke into the microphone and it knew what he was saying.
Yeah, the voice recognition's been around for a while, but Ryan's kind of been out of the loop for the last year or two.
That's amazing.
So
I still hate you, Steve Jobs, but that's fantastic.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna bring up a topic.
Texas?
iPad. Okay, we'll start with you. What do you think about it?
Gladys Knight.
Well,
it's
Vincent
Dobby.
Just type it.
Vincent Dobby has a iPad now, and I got to play with it.
Vincent Dobby.
The new Vim. And it it is a giant...
You played with Vinny's goodies.
Ryan's turn to talk.
It is a giant iTouch. Not even an iPhone, just a giant iTouch.
Well, it doesn't have 3G.
Well, not yet. You can get the 3G.
But now you can.
Buy the 3G one, yeah.
Now you can.
It was only like right after it came out, a couple months. A month, even.
I don't have Wi-Fi in your house. For some reason, it's not working.
I don't know why it's not working.
That's too bad. But...
Go.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I mean, it should have more. And why can't it play Flash? I know.
Yeah, the but whole still. Reason. Right. Yeah, it's stupid. Because one reason that they're saying is that everybody's going to HTML5.
Yeah.
That's one reason.
What's that?
It's just a new way of displaying.
But still, like, you know, it's you could do everything with it if it was good. I mean, like, my iTouch, I love it. I don't like Apple at all. But the iTouch is a genius.
They make great gadgets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I like my phone, because there's so many gadgets for it.
I would never have an Apple computer.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy my iTouch. I'm going to upgrade.
Apple computers are really nice, though.
When you do, I want yours.
Okay. You can have mine.
My friend Jerry has the Apple.
I will give it to you.
It's the box.
Will you really?
For $1.
Oh, fuck. You're killing me.
I know. I got you. I thought I was going to give it to you for free.
Okay. Anyways,
let's go to her Gladys night.
Yeah, Sister Gladys. See, that's what pick on this one.
Sister
she's all
Gladys.
Sister Gladys.
That's her thing that she does.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways,
your
Sam,
feelings on the iPad?
From what I've seen and played with it, it's just an iPhone without the phone. But you can get Vent on it, and so it is a phone.
I think Skype.
Yeah, Skype, same. That's it, not Vent. Yeah, Skype.
Yeah.
And we so, used the. Never mind.
And you can get the 3G now. So it's,
I forgot.
So it's everything without.
I would wait, because they're going to do a bunch of cool stuff to it for the second gen.
Well, jailbreak.
I'm not going to buy one. I don't have fucking
nine grand
to give
one. 9 grand?
I would spend that $600 in someplace else.
But I would, too.
For, like, the best one, they're like, $1,000-something, aren't they?
No,
it's, like, $800 for the better one. The 64 gig is, like, about $800.
I don't know. The guy I was talking to, he said he paid, I don't know, it was $1,000-something for it.
But well, he was dumb.
I don't know. He bought the best one. You have to also pay for a monthly service for the 3G.
It's half the cost.
Yeah.
That's one big thing is that they're doing really well right now. Oh. It's because the 3G costs half as much as anything else.
Mm.
So,
what are your feelings?
I went to the Apple store not too long ago with Israel.
Like a big one?
The one in Modesto.
Oh, the one in
Chicago. The only one that's in Northern California, apparently.
Ooh.
Yeah. But,
no, there's one in San Francisco. It's a big one.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways.
It's decent.
Well,
it's two floors.
I
didn't finish
from the stores.
My turn.
The Nike store is 5 stories in Chicago. Anyway,
you ever been to Cabela's?
5 stories.
Cabela's in Chicago, huge man.
Sorry, everything in Chicago is huge.
It is, dude. They have so much space. They don't have mountains.
What about Texas?
You can like honestly stand on you can stand on that can of beer and see the back of your head. It's so flat.
Oh, wow. that's interesting.
You confused right now?
I'm a little bit.
Wait. Anyway. Shh.
Didn't.
Oh, you probably couldn't hear that one. Go on.
fuck, now I lost my train of thought. No, it's my time. Yeah, no,
Israel.
I understand. Yeah, we went to the iPod store with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And
store?
He wanted to buy an iPad, and I'm trying to convince him not to. And we both went on Facebook real quick, and I was typing out a bunch of shit, saying, I'm at the Apple store on an iPad. This shit's gay. And then I found the piano app. and then I had to move to a corner where I could have 2 pianos next to each other so I could play an octave below and then an octave above on both. And then I was just playing Mission Impossible inside of the Apple store.
And the one in Modesto?
Yeah.
Oh,
more than half of them had the piano app on them. It was so much fun, but it is not worth $600. I could get a touch sensitive. Like, weighted keyboard for $500. Yeah, but it's not touch-sensitive or weighted, and it's...
Either is the one on the iPad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. For $500, I can get one that's like that.
Relax.
I'm just saying.
So that's the only thing that you've seen so far?
I only like the piano app, and you could do it on the iPhone. It's just a smaller screen.
Yeah, I have it on my iPhone.
And that's
on my
iPad. Yeah.
I saw the guy that comes into Starbucks all the time named John.
Joe?
John.
Oh.
Not
John.
Joe. John.
Ryan got excited.
Like,
what?
I got to call someone.
He's actually a professor at Delta, and he
Mr. John,
Professor Doctor
professor,
whatever
Doctor John
Doctor John.
Okay,
anyways,
continue.
He does his schoolwork. He writes out his papers and stuff, and his homework assignments. He does it all on his iPad, like in Starbucks. Like he does all his classwork and everything. It's pretty much his computer.
It's cool until one of his students steals it.
But it's. I don't know. But pretty much one day he was in there and. One of his friends was playing it and just going like this, and all I see is just
like
guy going back and forth with his hands just like a steering wheel, and I kind of looked over and he's playing a racing game and it's just like the iPhone but it's like this big screen. He was just driving this car like this.
If you get the book app, like I did, because I like the book, I like to
and
read.
Every day he's sitting there, he's reading the New York Times or whatever newspaper
cool.
he's reading.
So that's why I like the iTunes.
And it's pretty cool. Like I don't know, I like it, but I have an iPhone, so it's just a really big iPhone.
If you could plug your iPhone into it and just sync your music straight, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't
use
that.
My phone.
They should.
Really, like,
you know what's one thing that's really gay about the iPad is what? That you can't plug it directly into your computer and charge it at the same time.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, you can because it pulls 10 volts versus the normal, I think, 5.
So you have to have a wall charger.
There's only a few choice new Macs that come out that have a 10-volt USB port.
They'll probably all have it within a year.
Soon enough, yeah, they will. But I'm saying, like, right now, like, 95% of America, you cannot plug it into your computer and charge it and transfer stuff onto it at the same time.
Can you just plug it in and it will charge?
You could plug it into the wall to charge.
But not the computer.
Not the USB of
the
computer.
Xbox?
The Xbox, I don't think, puts out 10 volts either.
Well, if plugging it into your computer takes twice as long as plugging it into your wall anyways.
True. Mm.
Like,
but the iPad has really good battery life. Way better than the iPhone, yeah.
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 That's it's a lot bigger.
Well, yeah, it's a lot bigger. It has a lot more room to put battery in.
That's true.
Speaking of that, I need to put a new battery in here and get a new case for my phone.
Yeah, you do.
Not like the protective, the hard outer case.
I know.
Mine's cracked in multiple places.
I know.
And I heard that you can get
a blower. Do all the cases have it so you have to see the Apple symbol?
I don't know.
Not all of them do. Because
a lot of them that I've seen, like, we don't want to hide the Apple symbol.
Well, you know, Apple...
This is Casemate. This is, like, a good brand.
Actually, Apple, they came out saying that they're not going to sell screen protectors in their store anymore.
Why?
Because they don't want to give the impression that their phones need a screen protector.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Marketing-wise, not...
Yeah, good, No, not marketing-wise at all.
But then they also stopped selling the Otter cases inside
AT&T stores. It's because Steve Jobs likes to rape his customers.
They stopped selling the Otter cases in the AT&T stores because the Otter case is so protective, it's like... That's their
It's the one that breaks, right?
It's the one that doesn't break.
No, that'll break if you pull it off. Like, it can break. Like your phone.
Oh, because it's so
like
intense.
Josh went and was looking for a new case for his phone. And
I had
this
the Otter case, and I threw it on the ground, and it just does nothing. It's not just...
It's like a thick rubber one, right?
Yeah, it's the really thick
rubber
one.
The white one that you have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's a black
that
one, too,
and it's
right?
just... Yeah, the black one's the regular one, but
I
heard it... From what they were telling me, they stopped selling them at AT&T because... People would put them on their phones and never break their phones and come in and return their phone to pay that $500
yeah.
For a new phone.
Yeah.
So now you have to get them on eBay and pay half the price than you were there.
Yeah.
$30.
Yep.
You should
no.
Those.
Josh,
I have one.
He has one.
Too big.
Yeah, it's
they're pretty
it doesn't
fat,
fit
yeah.
in my pocket. And this one I just like. And phone's fucked up anyway, so why not?
Okay.
Josh went to the Apple store and he was looking for a new case. And this guy had this one. It would clip in two sections. It'd go on the bottom and then clip on the top. Yeah. And
like any regular one,
right? But this one was like it fit so tight, and you know it was so protective that when the guy was telling him, it was like, look, you know, it comes off, you know, just like this. When he was pulling it apart, his thumb went through his own screen, trying to take the case off.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and
through
so
the screen.
I would not. Buy
he
that case.
He cracked a screen and his thumb kind of went in.
Let me see your phone.
I would not buy that case.
Yeah, and Josh was like, holy shit, and I think he did buy that case.
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
But you have to be really careful taking it apart, that's all.
Yeah,
yeah, I wouldn't put your thumb there. Take it, like, you know, from the sides, right?
They actually did come out the new iPhone thing that I really like, and it's only a little bit thicker than this is, and it's an extra battery.
Yeah, yeah. Are you talking about the placemat one or just the extra battery?
Well, that placemat one is sick.
The little, like, thing looks like a skateboard?
Yeah, and you just drop it onto
the
thing and it charges it that way. No, this one's just
that's works for anything, right?
This is just a regular one.
Some stuff.
Like,
but
newer stuff.
Instead of using your iPhone charger, it uses a mini USB. And everybody has mini USBs, but more than the iPhone.
Yep.
And it's just a little bit thinner, or it's a little bit thicker. And from what I remember seeing, it had a credit card holder on the back.
What? Like a money clip?
Yeah. So
so not only do you have everything in your hand, also your money.
Yes.
Your wallet.
Your wallet.
So like
your
my
wallet.
Favorite thing.
Your wallet.
Like you go to a club or something, you don't want your wallet stolen, you put your money in your phone.
What?
What is this?
Glory
Jewel?
What is this?
Jewel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Why you
I was just curious.
Time and a place.
I wasn't gonna say.
Time
I didn't
place.
Say what it was. They don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
I'm just talking about my phone.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Drool. What is this? It's drool.
I don't know
what
it is. Anyways. Okay, let's get off of Apple.
Yeah, please. Well, Steve Jobs won't get off of us. Oh, no way.
Oh, shit. He went there.
I asked Vinny how it feels to be raped by Steve Jobs every day.
No, what we do need to do?
What?
Beer run.
Beer run.
B-double-A-double-I-U-N.
It's a beer run. Oh, no way.
B-double-A-double-I-U-N. Beer run.
That Sapporo was pretty good for me.
10 and a 5 or... Keys and car and a sober driver.
Oh, my oil.
We'll
timer.
Do...
No, I said where, not when.
Oh.
I don't care when. I've got all night.
We got about another 20 minutes.
I work at 10. 10?
Mm-hmm.
10 to 6, baby.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you make him get an oil pan?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. We're going to be doing Ryan's oil soon, after this podcast. We wanted to do it beforehand because...
We really should have moved his car into the garage.
To cool down.
It is a short drive into there.
We'll push it.
No.
It'll be fine.
You can drive.
You're over-exaggerating this. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
If it gets on my hands... No, I'm just kidding.
Just grow a set and let it burn.
My mom spilled freaking boiling cheese on my foot my first day home.
I touch 200-degree coffee every day.
I don't hear you crying. You wanted to work there.
Sam had melted plastic on the back of his hand at one point.
Yeah, I do. I have a scar there.
Look, all right, everybody's better than me. I get it, okay?
I've got burnt a lot.
I got molested by a homeless lady.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we heard that story. That's old news now.
Damn. Yeah, none of us care anymore.
I was trying to win.
Let me think.
What, you just can't sit still right now?
I'm not comfortable.
Sit cross-legged.
How's that?
Not very comfortable.
I would just sit on my stomach or lay sideways that way.
I would sit on my stomach as well.
It takes practice, but once you get to do it.
No, not gonna do that right now.
Okay.
It cuts a little hole in your ground. I'm trying to do it, guys.
Bad news. Bad news, Bears.
Bad news. That's bad news, Bears.
But on a good note, Sapporo cans, like...
Yeah, way to prove your point.
The hardest can, like, ever.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Have you ever had the
squeeze? Just squeeze that shit. Like, that is the beast of a can.
Yeah, right?
Have you ever seen the...
Crush that on your head, I dare you.
Okay. Let's get Bryce's little brother over here, but he can do it. Kid's a beast.
He would squish my couch.
Have you seen him? No. He's twice the size of Bryce.
Yeah, which is really hard to believe.
Yeah,
but
it's all muscle.
So where is Bryce? I haven't seen Bryce.
He's dead.
Oh.
He was in the Air Force, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's in North Dakota.
But he died.
No, he's not dead. I was kidding.
No, he's not dead.
Why would you say
that? He can't die.
He can't die. He's like Superman.
That dude eats like a block of cheese
every
day.
Oh my goodness. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Let's go get some food. I'm going to get a block of cheese.
Like, yeah. Who are you? We would go to Save Mart at like 2 in the morning and then...
We'd get balls.
Yeah, we would get energy drinks, balls, if anybody... cares to know.
With the W,
right.
And an A.
Yeah. You're just going to spell it out.
then there's an S in there.
Yeah.
The end,
it's
and
an L
somewhere.
Some L's.
Just one
L's and a B. Anyway, continue.
And we would get like chips and salsa and stuff like that, you know.
Chocolate.
Anything, right? And then he would get a big block of cheese.
Or a
wheel of cheese. And he would gnaw on that thing.
Until he got halfway and he's like...
Halfway and then he
I
would
feel
be done.
Sick. And it would sit in my fridge for like a month until the next party. And he'd go get more cheese and come back and be like, hey, my other block of cheese is here.
Yeah.
Then he'd start eating that again.
That was the story of Bryce.
That's a lot of cheese.
Bryce.
What's the story of that little pod, though?
Yeah, let's go to this. Ryan has this little pod thing on his...
It's a religious thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
On his keychain.
Are you sure?
Do you want me to get all biblical?
Yes.
Alright, so in the Bible it talks about like consecrated oil, and that's what's in there for blessing and healing the sick.
There's nothing in there.
Yeah, it's empty right now.
What that looks like?
Did you bless a lot of sick people?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this, but you can put your weed in there.
I know that. You also put cocaine in there.
That's what I was really thinking. I just don't want to say cocaine on this podcast.
We said it last podcast, though.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were coming back from the first break.
Yeah, I remember that. Once you get in your nose, you just can't stop.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's all I remember from that podcast.
And a key. And a knife that says Ryan.
And Albuquerque. Sarah got that for me when she was in Albuquerque.
Ooh, Albuquerque.
Cool story.
Yep.
Can you spell it?
No. But Sarah can do all the states alphabetically in 20 seconds.
How is that a useful skill?
I don't know. It got her $20 at a bar.
That's one way.
Yeah. You can still be at a bar.
No, you
can't.
Oh.
There's a sign outside of every bar that says
"Oh, it was a pub.
Okay.
It was a pub. It was a pub in Livermore.
Okay.
We went out to eat with her stepdad and his boss. And his boss, she was like, I can do it. And he was like, no, you can't. And he put $20 on the table and she did it. Twice.
I could say the alphabet in like 0.5 a second.
Do it.
Thank you, Family Guy. I was gonna say I can say the alphabet alphabetically.
I wonder if people are getting dumber while they listen to this. They're like, God, I hate my life.
Partially.
Should call
if they've
it,
gotten this far.
Yeah, if they're not turned it off or forgot what they were doing and fell
the
asleep.
Brain cell killer.
I wonder how many people actually listened to the first one all the way through.
I think Vanessa was actually the first one to listen to it outside
I haven't made it.
First and only.
I haven't made it all the way through.
I think Robert listened to it and Israel's listened to it as well. I think Terry as well.
Didn't we trash on Israel a lot in that one?
We did.
Yeah. Did he say anything about that?
He said that he liked it, the fact that, but he didn't like the fact that he wasn't invited. But he'll be here Thursday for...
Maybe
episode 3, maybe episode 4. We did talk about putting out a podcast every single day for the first week.
Yeah.
Is this on track?
This is number 2.
Oh, Israel, just because we're not friends, you're not number 1 or 2.
I've been gone for 2 years, and I'm number 2.
Kidding, Israel. We still love you.
I want to get to know this Israel guy.
He's a good guy.
No, you don't. He's not.
Shut up, Sam. I don't even like you. Remember we went to science camp, but we didn't know that we went to science camp together, because I was homeschooled?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, weird.
We were at science.
I punched that kid in the face.
You were in my camp.
Yeah.
You were in my camp. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I was, too.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Was he in our camp?
Wait, did you punch Larry?
Yeah.
You were the guy that punched Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't remember. I wore my August Knot sweater and everything.
That was you?
Yeah.
Remember when Larry had his 10 seconds of fame? When he was doing the robot?
He did the robot?
Oh,
and everybody
no.
thought it was cool.
It was
and then
just
that was
you
it.
And Larry in that one room, and then...
Yeah, because we
Larry ended up getting choked in the middle of the night. Remember?
No, that wasn't me.
From what he said...
I punched him in the air. He was jumping from bed to bed, and I got annoyed. And I was like, you better stop. And he was in the air.
No. Yeah, there's that other guy. His name was like Nick or something.
The guy that kept causing shit in our cabin. Yeah,
yeah. But it was only with Larry. Because he just... And then Larry had to get
they
put
him in the same room. He says, I'm either going to put you outside or I'm going to put you in the room with Larry, our camp counselor guy. And
his name was Mike, right?
He said that he would rather sleep outside. Mike, yeah.
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 Raccoons came in?
He said something, like, he had one catchphrase that we always remembered him by, and I completely forgot because it's been years.
I just remember when I punched, I guess his name was Larry.
Yeah.
He was like, let's just pretend this didn't happen, because it was like our first day.
Oh.
Like, our first day. Like, I just knocked him right in the face.
Me and Terry got in the front room, because I was next to the conditioning stuff, and Terry was below me.
Somebody had the one right by the attic latch, and they put all their candy up there.
Nah, I didn't. That wasn't me.
I think you're on a different side. Are you sure?
I was in the first room.
Yeah, no,
I was in
the back.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's... I remember our bathroom had a hole in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big hole in the
and
window.
And then we'd always, like, I saw, like, an eye down there. Like, you're talking about, like, a hole, like, a circular hole?
Yeah, like
yeah.
up in the window.
Yeah. There was one up in the window, and then there's one down by the where your feet go.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's kind of. I did not know
about
that.
Yeah, I went back when I done.
Donnie Berg was in ours.
Yeah. Because
I remember him burning himself in the morning when he took a shower.
With Casey?
Casey.
Casey and, who else?
Brian Barchard, I think, was there too.
Was it Barchard?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Joey Seaman? No.
No, it wasn't Joey.
I remember. I worked in a haunted house with him.
But we had the biggest cabin.
We did. We had like 14 beds.
Yep. It was the second biggest one, but the biggest one, nobody was in that one.
I had the biggest one when I was a chaperone, too.
Oh.
So many kids. And then the first night, I was like, if anyone thinks they can take me, like in a wrestling match, you guys can stay up. And I threw them all in their beds. It was when they were switching over from 5th to 6th grade, so I had like a bunch of little kids in there.
Oh.
Because they went or from 6th to 5th, because I guess...
I would like to see if one of the kids took you.
No. One was like little Darren.
Ooh.
He was funny.
How funny was
good
he?
Good times. Like Darren. Oh,
talk about Asian Darren?
Yeah, no. Mexican Darren.
There's Mexican
Darren. No, Asian... Of course Asian Darren.
That was seriously the first time that Darren has been brought up in at least 4 years
for me. What
happened
to that Darren?
I think he's going to Stanford.
He's going to Stanford?
I don't know. Look him up on Facebook.
I don't want
he's
to.
He's one of my friends.
It's too much work.
Yeah, fair enough.
I put.
Why?
Legs on his feet.
Why?
Why not?
He doesn't have legs on his feet. He has legs on his hip. Or hands on his hip.
Exactly.
Arms on his hips.
And they're on the wrong side.
So how about Reach?
I liked it.
You played the demo?
I dig, yeah, I dig.
What's Reach?
The new Halo.
When are you going?
Coming out in November. Oh, hello.
I just got molested.
Frontal assault.
So now my molestation story was...
No, we're not going to talk about this.
Well, it just happened. Ryan went and grabbed my crotch.
It was a reach.
It was a reach.
As a reach, not around. It was just a reach.
I had to go around.
It was just
this.
A straight.
Not, that's not a, that was straight
it,
reach.
It was a reach, a diagonal reach.
A diagonal reach, yeah. You should
now,
stop
though.
Doing it, yeah.
Sister Gladys.
Sister Gladys.
Once you start, you just can't stop, right? It's like Pringles.
Isn't it once you pop?
Whatever, same thing.
But you can't eat just one? Isn't that Lay's?
Sure.
What if you win that?
Why do
that?
You know all the chips commercials?
I love chips. I have a bag of chips over there that are just like waiting for me.
They're like, eat me.
Yeah, we can't right now.
Oh, I will.
Nope. Not
my
time.
My mouth is watering.
Oh, so tell me about the new theater in Manteca is now, it's not Kyocera or whatever.
Kyocera.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's AMC now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Regal.
No.
AMC bought out Regal Theaters.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
But it's been
merged.
A year?
See, I told them.
And it's already out of business?
No, it's not out of business.
Different owners?
No, their company's merged or something, or AMC bought over Regal completely.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's
like, that's not a bad thing.
No one believed me. But
they're going to take away $5.
How do you know?
$5 movie things.
You don't know.
I got an email about it.
Oh, no way.
And it's like, it kept asking me all these different things, like this survey. And well, everything was good until it started asking me about that, and I was like, no, I do not want your stupid, like, after 2 weeks, you get $5 Monday through Thursday. Like, no, I don't
want
that.
That's how it works now. After a movie's been out for, like, a month or so, you get it for $5.
You get a $5 card thing that you take.
Yeah, I got one. It's Monday through Friday.
So?
Or not Monday through Friday, it's, like, Saturday through Sunday. It's every
just Saturday and Sunday?
It's any day you want. Like, Sunday
the $5 thing is any day you want, yeah, right now.
Their new one's only going to be during the week.
So?
You can't go on weekends.
I want to see a movie on a weekend.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say a lot of people see
it. Yeah, I know.
And I don't have to pay fucking $12.50 or whatever.
What are your feelings about Iron Man 2?
I liked it.
It was good.
I liked it.
It was a good... I think I'm considering it more as
asleep.
A filler.
For the next one?
Yeah, for the next one.
Like, kind of like...
Because they brought Captain America again back in it. Because
yeah,
it was in the first one and then the second one.
Whoa, he was in the first one?
Yeah. In the background, you could see his shield on his workbench in the back. A lot of people don't know it. Just watch it again. You'll see
I'm going to watch it tonight. It's in my room.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my show.
Oh, okay. Well, that works. Yeah.
We just don't talk about what just happened.
Yeah. So,
nothing just happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Stupid space bar.
Yeah. Gotta stop touching stuff.
I can't put the phone down.
But I have to keep touching stuff.
Yeah, Sam's had his phone in his hand this entire podcast.
Oh, almost.
Being too distracted.
You guys were going to get mad if I had my pants, hand down my pants, all right?
Who said we'd get mad?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever discussed that.
I mean, granted, I would be a little upset, but I never said I would be.
Just one of those things.
I'd be very upset.
I just figured.
Come on.
But you should... I would. It's my couch, though.
You'll stand up.
Okay. Right, you go in the corner and stand there with your hand on your pen, and we will continue with the podcast.
Go. What do you think we're playing?
I'm fine. Now it's just awkward. I don't know if I'm anymore.
Now everybody's staring.
it's
video
it's
podcast.
Not as fun anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's not a video, so.
When's your next day off, Ryan?
Tomorrow?
Saturday.
Thursday. Saturday? Yours is not until like next week, huh?
Friday.
Always the
Friday.
Weekends, man.
Yeah, you get weekends off, huh?
Yeah, I have Memorial Day paid.
Lucky
nice.
Bastard.
Yep.
I miss having weekends
paid early,
off.
Because my dad just does it like by weeks. So
what's a Saturday?
Friday.
Hmm?
What's a Saturday? My last Saturday, if I had to call in sick, because before that it was December 12th.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I love my job.
I like my job.
I hate my job.
If you guys didn't catch the sarcasm in the spit.
My job's the Antichrist.
Tomorrow I got to go to an elementary school and do a assembly to give a bike away.
Oh, you're giving the bike away, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Can I have it?
Are you in elementary school?
I can be.
Yeah, you have the brain for it.
Let's all go back to third grade.
Kind of like the face for radio.
Yeah, thanks.
We're all beautiful creatures. Not mammals.
I listen to the radio and like... It's kind of like the day your life got ruined when, you know, you found out your dog died or you saw your favorite DJ in real life and you realized he was just a fat bastard.
Dude, it's weird seeing anybody from the radio.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to end up like that. Cool. 50 podcasts in, like, our picture will be up somewhere and be like, who are those guys?
It'll be like the World of Warcraft episode of South Park. They're all fat.
Yeah.
Get the Ben Gay.
Do you know the guy from B93 Massey? Is that his name?
Sure.
He lives across the street from... My friend Anthony in Manteca.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's
no
weird.
Way. That's cool.
He's a small little dude, like, from what I've heard.
Small dude, big voice?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a small dude with the high-pitched voice.
Yeah. I hadn't seen him, but that's what Anthony told me. He met him. And he was like, oh.
Anthony
just
told
kinda, like,
your station
away.
Sucks.
What does that station play?
Quit playing the
it's
same
like alternative
stuff.
Rock.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, what was that station that used to be Rock, became a Mexican station?
97.
And then randomly went back.
Yeah, I remember I woke up one day and I was like, what?
Yeah, no, everybody was like that.
Do you remember what their motto was right before they went out?
No.
We won't play Creed, ever.
Yeah.
That was their motto, and I was like...
That was a good motto.
I was like, I love this station.
That's the second time Creed's been brought up as well. That's weird, like...
I didn't even listen to the rest of the podcast.
Why is this?
Why is what?
Why is Creed keep getting
British? Oh, I thought you were talking about the
like,
ring.
I haven't
the first one was because we were singing as Creed on the piano because Elton John got brought up.
But really, like, I haven't heard about Creed in months and months. 2 days until,
in a row,
like,
now.
The past 2 days, it's been Creed. Like,
podcasts bring out the worst in people.
That's true.
It's true.
Like Daffy Duck.
Like.
And the dolphins.
There's a bird in here.
Like those demons Ryan was letting out earlier.
That was a lie.
That was a great intro.
That was you.
As you say, I'm on my belly, it pushes them out.
Oh, no way. We should do this again sometime.
No. Yeah, we will. I mean, like I said, we got to do an episode every day for the first week.
I'm free tomorrow.
Are we going to do it every day?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you'll come back.
I'm not going to see Sarah until Wednesday.
Well, I'm
not.
Yeah, fuck you, Sarah. Suck it.
Whenever she's that movie starts.
She's not going to cut me. She likes me too much.
She's going to tell me to cut you.
I'm excited. I'm going to go see MacGruber tomorrow.
You have nothing to say? You're like, oh.
You're going to San Francisco?
I'm going to go see MacGruber tomorrow.
I don't know why I thought you said you were going to San Francisco.
Because?
You're going with
the friend.
Let's not pride in his personal life here.
Yeah. This isn't like, podcast.
So you're seeing something tomorrow
with somebody.
No,
I just saw you're going by yourself.
Yeah, I'm excited about MacGruber though.
Kind like
I wanted to see MacGruber last week, but then I ended up spending a lot of money on Vanessa's present, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't go.
Get Israel to take you. He can get you in for free.
So no, he can't. He doesn't work there anymore.
So you're gonna go to movies like Pee Wee Herman goes to the movies or what?
I'm a loser. Yeah, of course. Okay. Afterwards,
Vanessa also works at GameStop.
He hangs out with a lot of GameStop people.
Yeah, I know, like, pretty much everybody there.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What a cool place to know people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, discounts are cool every now and then.
Shh.
They're not that helpful, but they are sometimes. On certain things, like getting systems and stuff, it's cool.
Game Crazy, they get shitty discounts.
Yeah.
Game Crazy, yeah, no, it was terrible.
I never even found the game I wanted. I was on the wait list for, like, 7 years.
What game was it?
Power Stone 2 for the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah, I remember about that.
Power Stone 2.
It came in one day, and I was like, dude, this game's hella hard to find. And I bought it, and I sold it on eBay.
I'm going to deck you.
I got like $30 for it.
I haven't heard that in years either. I'm going to deck you. Well, watch it. I'm going to deck you, bro.
I still have a game that's sitting in the window.
You
at Game Crazy.
Yeah, you'll never get that. That building's about to close down like completely, if not already.
Yeah, I should just break that window.
Drive
by with the rock.
You know now if the window breaks that, and if anyone finds out about this, you are to blame.
Yeah, I know.
I've always wanted to throw a brick through that, like,
at somebody's face.
Through that, like, glass store on Main and Yosemite. You know what I'm talking about? By the Bank of America. It's like glass, like,
oh,
works.
Yeah, the German works.
I guarantee you would make, like, headlights. Front page, Manteca News. Oh. Manteca Bulletin.
Because everything in there is glass.
Not
everything
even a glass. Brick. A cinder brick.
It's the combination of a brick and a cinder block.
Or put a bull in there. You know, it'd be like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, or just put Ryan in there.
It's a bus.
So yeah, it's a bus in the china shop. That never goes well.
Devious.
He goes 3 miles an hour without it.
Ryan would just fart in there and just everything just shattered.
Okay, so we got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to try to keep it around an hour because that seems to be a sweet spot for how big the files are.
I'll give you a sweet spot.
So, is there anything else you guys want to talk about right before we end?
Herpes?
No.
No, that's a bad subject. We go for hours.
Yeah, we go on. Scabies.
Scabies? Why is everything diseases with you guys? Why can't it be something fun?
I did a report my freshman year and said, I have scabies. I don't like beer.
No, let's do a quick thing. Just out of nowhere, what'd you do your senior project on?
Welding.
Welding.
I learned how to weld.
And what'd you weld?
A fence,
right? Yeah. You?
I crocheted a blanket while you idiots were outside. I sat on the couch and watched TV and got an A.
You got this belly.
And I got to keep warm because by the time I was halfway done, I had a blanket.
I did mine on the history of video games. Then I made a video game.
Did you really?
I did make a video game.
Do
you still have it?
Probably.
I only used two real sites. I made up the other three.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, there you go. I don't think anybody ever fact-checked you.
Nope.
Yeah.
I couldn't... You know how hard it is to find a book on the history of knitting and crocheting?
Yes.
No.
I know exactly how hard it is.
I've searched.
I found one website and a book, and I was like, I'm just going to pretend like these are four books and a website.
That works.
Yeah, my mom helped.
So what was your game about?
It was a 2D scroller.
Do you remember my
game? Yeah, no, I remember your game. We're not going to get back into that.
Come on!
We're almost out of time, and it's going to take way too much time.
I wish I could get it back. When you were the piece, when you were the piece of poo, and you threw corn at people.
Okay, yeah. I need to hear about this game.
All right, really quick.
We have time.
Really quick. All right, okay. All right.
So I made this game.
It can go over.
And you were a piece of poo. Running
it was
around,
a flash game.
A flash game running around the sewers, and you had a backpack that had corn in it.
Mr. Hankey.
What?
Never mind.
And you ran around. And you threw corn at the bad guys.
Yeah, it was
okay.
The last level was impossible to beat.
You could do it. You
have
to have amazing skill and timing, yeah. But you could do it. It was fun.
It's really hard.
All right.
Anyways, yeah.
So you threw poo at stuff.
That's you were no, you, no, you were a piece of poo.
Do you guys want to,
that threw corn?
Next time, I can tell you why your corn still looks puffy after you eat it and poop it out.
That's a great story. We need to save that for the next.
That podcast. I said next time.
Yeah, everybody who is going to tune in for the next podcast, you will learn why corn stays
we didn't
puffy.
Scare you away this
Somebody
time.
Write that down because I'll forget for sure.
Okay.
Puffy corn poop.
Yes.
Okay. We need to end this.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
All right. See you, everybody.